Welcome back. 3:49, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And joining me now, Ben Wolfgang, Washington Times ace reporter. It even says that on his business card.
That's, it sure does. Yeah. Big, bold letters.
Big, bold letters. A-C-E. let's see here. GOP, Libya shows Obama incompetent. That's the headline for today's story in the Washington Times. Front page, I might add, by Mr. Wolfgang. Criticism ramping up, huh?
Oh, it's about to boil over. And this is one of those stories that, you know, here we are a month after those September 11th attacks in Benghazi, Libya. And this story, it just keeps on growing and growing. And it's reaching a boiling point. And yesterday, all over the Sunday shows, you had Senator Lindsey Graham, Daryl Issa, surrogates for the Romney campaign, just laying in, bashing the Obama administration for basically what Lindsey Graham called their incompetence. Either they're lying or they're incompetent is what he said about what happened leading up to those attacks in Libya.
Yeah. Now, the left is crying foul. Of course, they said it's all political. Mm-hmm. But it's tough to make that argument 100%.
Oh, it certainly is. I mean, of course, you have both sides saying that the other is playing politics with security on this issue, which isn't necessarily a surprise, as you say. But you're right. It is tough to say that it's entirely political because you're talking about life or death here. Chris Stevens is dead. Three other people are dead as a result of these attacks. So regardless of whose fault it is or you know, who you may want to blame for it, this is a legitimate national security issue. And it's kind of foolish to think it wouldn't come up 3 weeks away from a presidential election.
Yeah, and let's not forget that Barack Obama has been politicizing the killing of bin Laden for, what, 6 months? I mean, the guy's been spiking the
football,
ball.
Right.
And they did it down at the Democratic National Convention,
right.
Said that al-Qaeda was on their heels. Quite an embarrassment to him all of a sudden if al-Qaeda proves to be responsible for this.
That's another point that Lindsey Graham made yesterday is sort of raising the question, is that why they were less than forthcoming with all the information they had? Is it because they don't want voters to see that al-Qaeda may be gearing up again in North Africa or in the Middle East? They don't want voters to see that they are still capable of planning and pulling off a major attack like this that kills a U.S. official. That certainly would be damaging to the foreign policy narrative the Obama administration and his reelection team has been trying to spin.
Yeah, and you had mentioned Daryl Issa. He called the Libyan embassy attack Obama's mission accomplished moment. That's pretty heavy.
It is. And he's, of course, been leading the charge in this, as he usually is, with the holding hearings, and I think that's going to continue in the next couple of weeks.
That was a pit bull. All right, so it appears the White House is prepared to throw the State Department under the bus. In fact, I thought I saw Hillary under it a little while ago. That's got to be awkward.
That, to me, is probably the most fascinating part of this story, is just how, as you mentioned, they are just throwing Hillary Clinton literally under the bus. And speaking of the Clintons, it kind of reminds me of the old Bill Clinton line, you know, the meaning of the word is.
Yeah.
Joe Biden right now, it's the meaning of the word we. He goes out there at the debate
last week
and says, we weren't told they wanted more security in Benghazi. Well, what does that mean? Apparently, according to Joe Biden and David Axelrod and others who were out there yesterday, we means Joe Biden personally and President Obama personally. So if somebody at the State Department refused requests for more security at the Benghazi consulate, they apparently don't feel that they have any responsibility for that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, as you mentioned, who does that responsibility fall on? Well, it falls on Hillary Clinton, who right now appears to be the fall guy or fall woman in this case for what happened there.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, when this whole story came down, the Democrats, Obama in particular, accused Mitt Romney of jumping the gun, you know, and now it seems perhaps they were the ones that jumped the gun.
They jumped the gun because you had Susan Rice a couple days after this happened out there saying, hey, this is all the result of that anti-Islamic YouTube video. This was a protest, a demonstration that simply got out of hand.
Yeah.
And Benghazi, and there are documents now, and certainly Republicans are pointing to these. There seems to be mounting evidence that Susan Rice and others knew a lot more about this even in the 2 or 3 days after the event than they let on. You know, they were sticking to that story a week or two later before it finally came
clean. Exactly, and it wasn't just her. You know, yesterday David Axelrod said, well, we knew on the 12th, and the president admitted on the 12th. Well, then why on the 18th did he go on Letterman with this?
You had a video that was released by somebody who lives here, sort of a shadowy character, who is an extremely offensive video directed at the Muhammad and Islam.
Making fun of the Prophet Muhammad.
Making fun of the Prophet Muhammad. And so this caused great offense in much of the Muslim world.
There you go.
There it is. Yeah, and Jay Carney was saying things, you know, similar things from the White House podium around the same time as well.
All right, so, you know, the other part about it is not only did they immediately blame the video, then they spent money, American taxpayer money, to spread the message to those affected that, hey, it wasn't, you know, this wasn't a slam on, you know, on Islam.
Right.
And more or less apologizing.
Right. That's something that Romney, of course, has been highlighting for a while now, is that Obama seems to continually apologize for America. And now administration officials are admitting that there was evidence, the State Department had evidence, the intelligence community had evidence, as soon as 24 hours after this attack, about what had really happened here. And for whatever reason, they either, you know, as Lindsey Graham said, they either purposely concealed it or there was just rampant incompetence and nobody knew what was going on.
Yeah. I think there are going to be more hearings, or at least they're going to try to hold more hearings on this, and I wouldn't be a bit surprised if they don't try to get Hillary Clinton there, but I don't know if that's going to work.
I would imagine that's probably a safe bet. I'm sure Darrell Issa has more hearings in the works on this. Whether or not you'll get any in the Senate, I think, is kind of an open question right now. But yeah, seeing what Hillary Clinton would have to say about this would certainly be fascinating, because at some point, you know, David Axelrod said yesterday, the buck stops in the White House. Well, if that really is the case, then the president and Joe Biden have to take responsibility for those requests for more security at Benghazi. They can't just blame Hillary Clinton. You know, they're her boss. So you can't pass the buck to her in this.
And, you know, honestly, Hillary Clinton has made it clear that she's one term, you know, and that's it. I'm getting out. And I don't know when exactly that's going to happen. It may happen after the election anyway. But nonetheless, you know, if he were to be elected again, she's not going to be around. And so she may have an attitude. She does come before him.
Yeah, of course, there's been a lot, you know, about the frosty relationship between Bill Clinton and President Obama. So it seems like she might have something in her holster here to pull out as an ace in the hole, if you will.
Speaking of holsters, I love the new terminology, wingtip cowboys. Have you heard that before?
It was Robert Gibbs yesterday, as you said, blasting Romney. I suppose he was just suggesting that Romney is shooting from the hip a little bit too much and came out with his initial statement about what happened in Benghazi before he knew all the facts. Well, apparently the White House did the same thing and came out and talked before. So they're shooting from the hip at least as much as Romney is in this case.
All right, you're going to continue to follow this story?
Sure will.
All right, very good. Report back if you find anything else.
Sure will.
Thanks, Ben.
Thanks, Andy.
Good to talk to you. Ben Wolfgang, Washington Times national reporter, ace national reporter, might add. 356, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.